We begin today in Canberra, where the federal government is releasing the full details of its drought stimulus package. Overnight, it announced new loans for both farmers and businesses in drought-stricken areas. Joining me now with the latest from Parliament House is reporter Georgia Hitch. Georgia, the government has been under pressure to release a more detailed drought policy. What can you tell us at this stage about the government's plan?
Well, Eleanor, hopefully we'll know more about this plan in the very near future. The Drought Minister, David Littleproud, is expected to speak very soon and give us the full details of this plan. But what we do know so far is that the government is putting forward a half $1 billion in what is they're describing as a stimulus package. And that's composed of a few different things. The big ticket item, I guess, are these concessional loans for farmers of up to $2 million. And what is new is there's also concessional loans for agriculture-dependent businesses. So small businesses that also rely on the farming industry and are being affected by drought. And those concessional loans include a 2-year interest-free period, and then they move from there into 3 years of interest-only repayments, and then they've got another 5 years to pay back the rest of the loan. So that's sort of the headline figure. There's also money in the stimulus package for regional councils in increasing the amount of money they get under the Drought Communities Program, and also some money for regional infrastructure as well. In terms of what we're hearing today, I wouldn't be surprised if the government also releases the report from the Coordinator General of Drought, Major General Stephen Day. This is something that we've all been waiting quite a while for. He handed this report to the government in April. And the government has said that they've already adopted most of the recommendations from that report. We'll just have to wait and see if that is one of the things that gets released today.
So let's hear a little of what Drought Minister David Littleproud had to say earlier.
The stimulus is about actually putting money out there to build the infrastructure, legacy items that will not only build the jobs in the here and now, but jobs that will be there in the future, diversifying the economic base. So a really important structure. And this is an opportunity now for the states to complement us. They can come over. We don't want to play politics with this. Their step now is to give rate relief and also payroll tax relief to these businesses and these farmers out there. This would be a huge step.
So that's the Drought Minister, David Littleproud. Now, Georgia, we'll hear from farmers and business owners in a moment, but what is the minister saying about what he expects the government's plan to achieve?
Well, the minister is saying that he really expects this plan to help regional communities who are struggling through the drought. So obviously there's a focus on the farmers, but on those regional communities that are the, you know, described as the backbone of regional Australia as well. Whether that will happen, I guess it really depends who you talk to. The opposition have a lot of questions about where this stimulus package will be going and some of the transparency issues around it. Some of the people I've spoken to have also already raised concerns that the funding allocations in this stimulus package just aren't really going to make a dent. They're not going to make that difference that the Drought Minister is speaking about. And, you know, when you break down some of the other numbers, the government has put $130 million for road improvements. That's part of the infrastructure spend, but that's going to more than 120 councils. So when it sort of filters down, that's $1 million each. Is that going to make a difference? I guess is the question many people are asking. But also more broadly, this package isn't the national drought policy that many people, you know, from the National Farmers Federation to drought and policy experts as well, have been calling for. And some are describing it as another sort of ad hoc measure from the government, a bit of a band-aid response, trying to throw money at the problem, you know, when people say it's something that they really should have got ahead of years ago.
Georgia Hitch, our reporter there in Parliament House, thank you.